Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Sounded like a drowning cat.
Bad, dog.
It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Shout out to Scotty. He's coming in. Scotty Claus bringing barrels of vodka. That always sells for us. We're doing Ask Me Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Ask Me Mitch Anything is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. We're going to try this again. Jim is in Haymarket.
What up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, fella? Sorry about that. Shout out Flagship.
All right.
Hey, listen, B-Mitch, what are you doing tonight, man? Come on out to the Battlefield Patriot game. Check out my boy playing, man. Number one, Battlefield. Shout out. What's up?
John?
I got to get home and find out what my schedule is. You know, I got those daughters that dictate my Fridays.
Sir, do you have a question besides inviting B. Mitch to a high school football game?
The question was, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, Brian, I love you, man, but why do you curse so much? Why do you say damn and hell? If I had a dollar for every time you said damn and
damn
hell,
is not
I'd
cursing.
Be
hell is not cursing.
Now.
Damn is hell. Hell, it's a place you can go, right?
It's in the Bible. Damn and hell are in the Bible.
Damn and hell not cursing. No, it's not.
If you don't
daddy didn't mind me saying damn in hell, it ain't a problem.
If you don't like the way we talk on air, imagine how we talk off air, sir.
Oh, I met you guys in Leesburg. No, you guys were great. But, yeah, I was just wondering. My buddy actually had that question. But no,
hey, your buddy calling. Don't be pushing you up to calling in.
Thank you for the call, Jim. I have a question for B-Mitch. What the hell was that? It was just like a giant bang. Did you hear that?
I don't know, man, but damn, it was loud.
Landville, what was that?
We're under attack.
I think it's a trash can thing out here, right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a trash can. Yeah.
I'd like to assign our best guy to what's going on.
Please don't do that.
I don't know who our best guy is. Intern John? John, go figure out what the hell just happened. That was loud, dude. Donnie's in Fredericksburg, B. Donnie, ask
what
me Mitch.
You can't put the guy in front of it, though.
What are we doing here?
His name's Johnny, not Donnie.
Told me Donnie, so I asked him three times.
I'm confident he didn't
I got Donatello from Ninja Turtles. That's what I got. I did not get a Johnny. We have the same name, man. I would have gotten it.
Your question, sir.
But look, I got a quick question. Yo, can you guys find out what Chris Russell is smoking? Because, dude, his takes about Terry McLaurin are ridiculous. That's straight character slander, man. It's pretty crazy. That's all I really got.
We tried today.
On our program, it's been categorically dismissed and refuted. But the streets are saying Chris Russell smokes that loud pack. Thank you for the time. Tom is in Chantilly. Good God. Please have the name right, and let's hope this guy has a question. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, John, hang in there, man. You're doing a good job, man. You're doing a good job. No, but just going back to last night's game, you know, I think it's interesting. Philadelphia Eagles, it seems like, especially since Sirianni's been the head guy there, it just seems like when it rains, it pours. You know, when things go bad, they go really bad for them. That leaves me to say, you know, who exactly is the biggest threat to the Commanders, you know, in the NFC East? Because when you just kind of sit back and look at it, you got a Giants team that, you know, probably won't do much this year. They'll be competitive. But then, you know, you got the Cowboys that
are just offensively, you know, they score at will, and they're extremely talented there. And defensively, they have their struggles, but just who is going to be that threat? Is it going to be the Eagles? Is it going to be the Cowboys? What do you guys think?
I think it's still the Eagles, man.
Definitely the Eagles.
Still the Eagles.
Yo, this through five games last year, Nick Sirianni brought his kids with him to be a human shield at a press conference and was fighting with fans on the sideline, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. Talent is what wins in the NFL. They still have buckets of it. I'm not ready to count the Eagles out yet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Really well executed. We knew your name, where you were from. You had a good question. Thank you.
Credit to John right there.
You're a team player. Thank you. All right. That's it for Tom. Let's, oh boy. Vic is in South Beach.
What up, Vic?
Hello, Vic.
Yeah, he messed up again. It's Zeke.
Hi, Vic.
Hold on. This is Zeke in Southeast, right?
Wait, is Zeke, and he said Vic?
Hold on. Zeke, hang on for me. I know Zeke. We were at MGM together like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Zeke calls in all the time.
Correct.
He is Zeke in Southeast.
Yeah.
Intern John wrote Vic in South Beach. Where is this kid? White Brian, go find him. Get his ass back in here.
Oh, he's over there in the other studio now.
Hey, I miss Jeff. That's all I got to say. Hey, it took me 3 calls to get on, man. I don't know what he was doing. He kept dropping me. But anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Right,
y'all ready for my question?
Yeah, right, go ahead, man.
All right. But first, before I say that, I say, hell, Brian, if that guy don't know a damn thing about you, if he thinks those are tough words.
Hold on, Zeke. Before your question, we've got intern John back.
Okay.
Johnny.
All
right. John.
Yo.
You say Vic in South Beach. That was Zeke in Southeast.
Listen, Vic, okay? You literally said you're from South Beach and your name's Vic. So I don't know what I would tell you. I think whoever
I just let's role play this, see if we can work through it together. All right. Johnny, pretend the phone is ringing. Ring, 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 ring. All right, John, answer it and do your job.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
106.7 The Fan, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Zeke calling from Southeast.
One more time?
Zeke calling from Southeast.
All right, cool.
And John, what did you hear?
Vic Carlos?
Vic from Southeast.
From Savannah Park.
And me, my question to you is this. You always said that, you know, games are won in the trenches.
Yep.
Is that true? Do you still believe that game are won in the trenches?
Yes, I do.
So my question to you, earlier this week you said that Debo had the major impact and not Tinsley, the offensive line. I wonder why. How did you come up with that?
Think Debo has brought a certain flavor and a flair and a belief that people buy into that because – normally, guys, they look for something to guide them and lead them. But still, you got to still go in the trenches because Debo can't do his job if the trenches is not doing much. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's why I said, so my thing, the impact, do you know where we are now as far as the rushing offense?
Yeah. We way up.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, Zeke.
Yes, I think that's it. That's
trust me.
Question.
So, and remember, Kinlaw don't play offensive line, so – We number one because of the O-line.
If I got to say one thing for Brian, that it would be complete libel to suggest he doesn't value offensive linemen.
Oh. They all work.
Let's go to Deb in Maryland. What's up, Deb?
Hey, JP. How are you?
Is this Deb Haley?
No. Okay. No, Deb from the chat, but the guy
Deb,
on the
what's
phone.
Up, Deb?
All right. Great to have you, Deb.
Well, he couldn't get it straight that I was Deb from the chat, so I had to explain the chat, and then it just went sideways.
Well,
so.
He's a sweet boy, but I'm just going to leave it there. He's a sweet boy.
Okay.
What's your question, Deb?
B. Mitch, we were just, those of us in the chat were discussing whose jerseys we were going to buy next and things like that. Mm-hmm. I just wondered how you feel when you see somebody walking around with a B. Mitch jersey on. I know you're a human being and have feelings. I just wondered, what does that feel like?
When I see somebody wearing my jersey?
Yeah. You know, if you're at a game
and I see a Mitchell jersey, I love it. Feels good. Okay. And it lets me, then I automatically know that they came from an older time because they're not a young mm-hmm. person with it on.
How do you feel when you see somebody wearing a LeRon Landry 30 jersey?
I want to run into a wall head first.
Thank you, Deb. I want to rip it off of them. All right, thanks.
Appreciate you. Take care.
I feel good about that. You know, it makes you feel good. Somebody went out there and bought your jersey and they want to represent you. Makes you feel good.
That's cool. Shannon is in St. Mary's. More jersey talk. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, guys. I listen to your show. Probably try to catch it every day. You guys do an awesome job. Thank you for putting out the product that you do. I kind of go along with the jersey thing. The one thing about the fans, you know, especially hardcore long-term fans, is the love that they have for former players and legends such as B. Mitch. Can't forget that body bag game. But my question is, B. Mitch, as a player, you know, and through the history of the team, was there any other player's jersey that you would have proudly represented? Or you didn't get the opportunity to have, and you kind of wish that you did?
You mean me wearing somebody's jersey?
Or owning somebody's jersey to hang on the wall, the man
well,
cave?
I have some people's jerseys on my wall. Like, I have, Jerry Rice. I have Steve McNair. What else? Tony Dorsett. I had a Charlie Taylor jersey. Like, I will buy stuff that's always already in the frame, nothing that I would actually wear. I got Shaq shoes. I got a lot of stuff from The Godfather because I'm kind of a mafia movie-style dude. I got stuff from Tiger. You know, it's a lot of things on my wall, but most of the stuff on my wall is me. I wanted my kids to be able to go downstairs and say, well, Daddy wasn't lying. He did do something.
There you go.
You have that cool, like, I don't know, what engraved mirror.
The glass thing?
Thing's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Shannon.
Appreciate it. That's a good one, though.
All right, no worries. Yep.
So, Brian, I don't know if you remember last month or, I don't know, all the days blend together. Remember that day we had, I believe it was three different people named Sinai listening to our program?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That must have been some sort of record.
I was hoping it was Sinai Layton.
I think today, and Landfill, you could check the tapes on this, I think we've had three or four female callers. That's feels like a record.
Yeah.
Says Jeff's not scaring them all away.
Jeff ever, yeah, who's this?
Yo, when the call, if they call in, do you think Jeff tries to holler at him just as soon as he hears that it's a woman's voice?
I would be willing to bet good money that he does.
And for as terrible as he is at screening calls, intern John's probably quite polite and just puts them on hold.
Yeah. He's also elite at getting them burgers.
Going to Shake Shack. Yeah. If intern John's got to put a radio resume together, the first bullet point is Shake Shack and back in less than 6 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. And run downstairs and back in a minute 30.
I hope those are the only
Jeff go
things.
Downstairs and come back 45 minutes later.
I was shocked at how fast he was able to get down to his car and back. Because normally it takes Jeff 11 minutes.
I hope.
Because Jeff has to go find his car first.
Yeah, exactly.
He don't know if it's still there where he parked
it. And then talk
it.
To eight people along the way. Yeah. I do hope for intern John's sake that things he does in his personal life aren't as quick as his performance in going to get his car and back. last one. This is Ed. I believe Ed is in Hagerstown. John wrote Higgerstown. Hello, Ed.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Though he, I think he does not know where Hagerstown is. that's another story in itself. But one thing I wanted to ask Brian was pertaining to field that you played on. Do you prefer a grass field as to a turf field? And what was the worst turf field that you ever played on that gave you a lot of pain?
Yes, I prefer a grass field, but Philadelphia Veterans Stadium was the worst that I would play it
like
on.
Ever.
But to be honest with you, if the other team playing on the same surface I'm playing on, let's go for it.
Thank you, Ed. Enjoy Hagerstown. It's
all
beautiful
right,
this time of year.
I appreciate it.
Worst field I ever played on, Richard Montgomery High School. Ooh. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets for the Caps, Washington Capitals against Minnesota on Friday, October 17th. All fans in attendance will receive a rally towel. For tickets and the complete Capitals schedule, visit thefandc.com. Tickets courtesy of the Washington Capitals.
Is that rally?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.